this is all about your experience of using Collaborate. So a lot of the questions go everything from where you first heard about it, what your current experience of it is, what about the support issues, what help have you had from the TELC team and Irfan and Olaf, what problems you've experienced and how those resolved, go through to recommendations for somebody else wanting to have a look at this Collaborate product, try and use it in their course and their teaching and learning, and anything else. So that's really the style of interview. So, first question is then, when did you hear about the Collaborate product? I mean, what's the history?
I think I first heard it through the TEL steering group. I think it was discussed there. And I thought it sounded quite interesting. And at that time, we had Irfan as our technologist designated to our programs. So he sort of was driving it forward with us at that time. So I started sort of getting involved in some pilots, sort of testing things out, and just sort of built on from there. Found it really quite an interesting concept.
Okay, so what was the rationale behind using a web conferencing system?
One of the rationale, part of the rationale for us is we have students all over the country. We have cohorts of students in London, Birmingham, Yorkshire, the North East. So it was to try and engage those students and make them feel sort of part of the university, sort of give them a better student experience. Because some of the feedback that we had previously was that students who were off campus didn't, the feedback on like module evaluations was that they didn't get the same experience as on-campus students. So we thought that would be one way of helping to engage them. The other thing is our courses are blended learning courses where there is elements of face-to-face teaching and online teaching and learning. So we thought Collaborate was a good way of getting them to engage with online learning after the face-to-face teaching was finished. So they just didn't feel that was the end of the course, because the course wasn't at the end then, it carried on, but it was all online teaching and learning. So we wanted to try that out and see if that helped engage them.
Okay, and what's your current experience and how are things going at the moment with Collaborate?
Right, still using it with all the groups that we have. One of the main ways we're using it at the moment is to do the course induction. So all the students have the same induction, whether they're in London or Ormskirk. They have it online through Collaborate, where they have an induction from the course tutor, the module leader, as well as learning services and learning technologists give an overview. So learning services give their induction, library induction, how to use the library, how to get a card and all that sort of thing. And then the learning technologist just gives a sort of general overview of how to navigate your way around Blackboard. And one of the things we find most useful about that is we record the session. So if a month later they forget how to use the library, then they can go back and we can just remind them to look at the recording. Because we found in the past doing face-to-face inductions where they came for a whole day and got a whole day of induction, they've forgotten a lot of it by the time they went out the door anyway. So that's one of the main ways we're using it. As well as that, we use it to supplement the face-to-face days. So after they've had a session on, say, assessment, then we do a Collaborate session in between that session and the next face-to-face on follow-up work on assessment. So it's also to enhance the face-to-face.
What do the students think? What sort of feedback have you had from the students who are actually using the Collaborate product?
Yeah. Okay, students, they either love it or they don't love it.
Okay.
Yeah, the ones, I would say on the whole, the experience has been good. You know, sort of weighing it up, it has been good. But, you know, obviously our students, they're all postgraduate students.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're all full-time teachers. They've got different sort of levels of knowledge of technology. They're not like undergraduate students who just sort of use it all intuitively. So some have adapted to it better than others. But we felt the ones that were finding struggling with it, they just needed a bit more support, really. So the ones that couldn't use it intuitively, we've sort of given them a bit more support to do it. And on the whole, people, there's always some people that they just say it's not for them. Or one of the other problems is the timing of it. They say they can't access it because we've tended to do them about between 4 and 6 in the evening. and some just say they can't do it because they've got children or whatever, but then they've also got the recorded session so they can go to that.
Okay.
Although the recorded session is useful, but they haven't got that interactive thing where they can ask questions and get sort of straight answers.
Yeah.
The other thing I'm using it for the moment is to do tutorials with distance students.
Yeah.
Because students here on campus can ask for a tutorial any time, really. Yeah. The tutor can do it. But they can't do that if they're distance. So I just get them onto the Collaborate session. And
okay.
That's what I do.
And which Collaborate session do you get them onto? Because we have what we call a virtual office or virtual tutor rooms at the moment with a new Collaborate.
Yeah.
Is that what you're using?
Well, I did actually use that yesterday for the first time because
okay.
I just noticed it yesterday after the changes in Blackboard.
Yeah.
So I tried that out and it worked.
Good.
Which is quite a surprise. So I just set that up and then the student just came into that room at that time. So that seemed fairly straightforward to use, actually.
That's fabulous. There's a way of, I'm doing a blog post at the moment on how you can have like a virtual office link at the end of your signature. So watch out for that one.
Well, that's worked quite well with our distance students. So they, even if it's just sort of a 20-minute, half-an-hour session, they can ask questions or, you know, I can go through things that they weren't sure of.
Okay, so you've mentioned some issues or problems you had there in terms of people's or students' experience and confidence with IT stuff. Is that's been the main issue? Any other issues that you've experienced?
Well, they sometimes have issues with the technology, like the Java thing is quite often a problem, isn't it? Because I understand that you still need Java to run Blackboard.
At the moment you do need Java to do it, but in future releases we're hoping that that's going to be removed. That's on the roadmap to get that taken out, so that makes things much, much easier. And what about the mobile? Do any use the mobile?
Yes, they do, actually. I think the ones that use the mobile, I found it the least problematic. So they tend to be able to just use that just very easily. So.
And do you know if that's on like a 10 or 12 inch tablet type thing? Was it mostly on his little phones?
I think it's both phones and iPads.
Okay.
And yeah, so they generally find that fairly straightforward.
It's fairly seamless. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
The ones that have Java problems, it tends to be because the schools haven't got it on their computers or whatever. But the problems that we can usually resolve, it's nothing that's. But sometimes it takes a bit of time, you know, to support them with that. So.
Okay. So the Learning Technology Department have a whole series of guides, support, tutorials, sessions that we've done. What have you found the most useful from the Learning Technology team?
There is an introduction to Collaborate, isn't there, that we put on our VLE so that they can download that before they actually come to the session.
The document.
The document that says that this is what you need, you need a microphone or whatever. So they have that as well. Before the session, and then it does help a bit, but sometimes they still need people to talk them through things. But I think those that bother to read it do find it quite useful. Those are the ones that haven't read it.
Okay, so what would your advice be to other staff, just toying with the idea, thinking of having a look at the Collaborate product with a view to using it in their teaching and learning? What would your advice be to them?
I'd definitely say have a go at it, and it might be good to have a practice run just with some students that were, you know, sort of quite open to using it.
Yeah.
Perhaps a small number to start with, and then just go for it, really, because there might still be one or two technical problems, but there's nothing really that you can't get over.
Okay.
I think it has more advantages than disadvantages.
Yeah.
And I say the feedback we've had from students has made them feel more part of the university.
Yeah. Now, you've become a bit of an expert in this Collaborate Blackboard thing, but cast your mind back to the really, really early days.
Yeah.
What do you think were some of the difficulties that you originally had, and how did you get around them?
I think it's the fear of doing it in the first place. And at that time, we were lucky that we did have Airfan sort of on our shoulders to help us with that. But it was really knowing that there's somebody there to help with that rather than them physically being there.
Yeah.
You know, even if there's somebody on the end of the phone, that could still be helpful.
Okay.
I think it was more the fear, but I would say to anybody, just do it, just go. And I think more students can cope with it as well, because they all do online shopping and booking holidays.
But you can buy a dress on eBay.
Which most of them can, I have to say. So it's not that different. And it's having the high expectations that the students will be able to use it, rather than the fact that they're not going to be able to use it.
Okay.
Expect them to be able to do it, rather than expect them to have problems.
That's an interesting twist.
Yeah.
Have I omitted anything? Anything else you might want to tell people about the product and the service?
No, I found the support from the learning technology has been really good. I mean, we did have Fan as our designated technologist, but there was a period when we didn't have a technologist, and you know, the rest of the technology department were very helpful. I mean, you've responded to phone calls from students, you know, I can't get on, and other members of the technology department have as well. So, I think not all the problems we can get over, but we do manage to get over most of them. I think the benefits definitely outweigh the problems.
That's great. Right, thank you for your time, Anne. Thank you. No, that's great. Thank you.
I love that.